With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Cool, wet weather today helped firefighters make progress on the wildfire in Glacier National Park, and the St. Mary Visitor Center at the east entrance to the park reopened today. Crews have completed fire line around the east end of the fire, which is now 30% contained. Fire officials now estimate the blaze's size at just over 3,300 acres. One hotshot team on the fire today planned to build fire line above going to the Sun Road, while another planned to extinguish hotspots at the head of the fire. Fire officials say when the sun comes out between rain showers, hotspots revive and fire spreads across the forest floor. An 18-mile stretch of going to the Sun Road on the east side of the park remains closed. Park officials hope to extend the open section of the road from the west side on Wednesday by 3 miles. That would allow visitors to access the top of Logan Pass. The weather forecast for the St. Mary area calls for continued light rain showers tonight, with temperatures warming and wind speeds increasing through the rest of the week. The Cabin Gulch fire east of Townsend is now being called 92% contained, and many of the 153 people working on that fire are expected to be released today. Meanwhile, firefighters on the Crow Reservation have responded to 10 mostly grassland fires in the last week. One that started yesterday has burned about 1,700 acres and was fanned by 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts. 24 Montana grandparents have organized to push back against a state agency they say has shut them out as caregivers and sometimes has placed grandchildren with parents they don't know. They say they're being prevented from stepping in to provide care when parents lose custody due to neglect or abuse. Governor Steve Bullock plans to meet with the grandparents about their concerns.
A federal judge has given Interior Secretary Sally Jewell 3 weeks to take action on a Louisiana company's natural gas leases near Glacier National Park, which have been held up for 29 years. Louisiana-based Solenex LLC holds leases to explore for gas on 6,200 acres on federal public land in the Badger II Medicine area that's held sacred by the Blackfeet tribes of Montana and Canada. The leases have been held up since 1985, as several federal agencies sought time to review them under various federal laws, including the National Historic Preservation Act. President Clinton's Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt suspended the leases in the mid-1990s. Today, Judge Richard Leon said, quote, "No combination of excuses could possibly justify such ineptitude or recalcitrance for such an epic period of time." The judge said he, quote, "could not find a single example where agency action was as egregiously delayed as the 29 years at issue here." Leon ordered the Interior Department and U.S. Forest Service to come up with an accelerated timetable and specific list of tasks to accomplish to clear up the issue of the leases. He said that timetable and list must be filed within 21 days. But Judge Leon denied Solenex's request that the suspension be lifted immediately so the company can drill a test well on their lease on the Rocky Mountain front just southeast of Glacier National Park. Earlier this month, the Blackfeet Tribe of Montana pulled out of talks with the U.S. Forest Service that aimed to find a compromise. The tribe's position is that drilling should not be allowed in the area under any circumstances.
Governor Steve Bullock has appointed Bob Nystuen of Lakeside to the State Board of Regents, which oversees the Montana University system. Bullock announced Nystuen's appointment Friday. Board members are generally appointed to a 7-year term. Nystuen has served as the board chair for Flathead Valley Community College and is market president at Glacier Bank. He replaces Bozeman Mayor Jeff Krause. Krause was appointed in 2012 to fill the last 3 years of the term vacated by Clay Christian, who's now the commissioner of higher education. Union workers with expired contracts at the United States only platinum and palladium mines will reconsider tonight the same contract they rejected in June. Stillwater Mining Company workers are scheduled to vote by 9 o'clock tonight on a contract that would keep the pay and benefits of about 900 miners mostly consistent with the 4-year contract that ended in early June. The United Steelworkers Negotiating Committee and Stillwater CEO Michael McMullen support it, but workers at the mine in Nye and at the smelter and refinery complex in Columbus have said the contract could reduce their take-home pay. It would change production incentives that could raise or lower what miners make depending on their work and metals prices. Stillwater workers are bitter over pay raises executives received amid recent cuts, including the layoff of 11 workers 2 weeks ago. McMullen has said he's slashing costs to keep Stillwater competitive with platinum and palladium mines in South Africa and Russia as precious metal prices decline. 3 sets of fraternal twins were born on the same day at Bozeman Deaconess Medical Center on July 22nd. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that it's the first time in a decade that the hospital has seen so many twins born in a day. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio News.